RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, my listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by press review, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo support passage of draft Indigenous Peoples' Rights Bill. Indonesia support development program in Africa. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo met with the Indigenous People Alliance of the Archipelago Aman at the Presidential Palace on Wednesday. At the meeting, he gave his support the passage of draft Indigenous Peoples' Rights Bill as well as the establishment of the Indigenous People Task Force. The meeting was also attended by Environment and Forestry Minister Siti Nurbaya and the Office of Presidential Staff Chief Teten Masduki. To push for the passage of the draft Indigenous Peoples' Rights Bill, President Joko Widodo said that he will prepare and submit a presidential letter to the House or the representative DPR. He also instructed the Hun Affairs Ministry to step up preparation of decrees on indigenous people, as well as to push for the establishment of local regulation on indigenous people. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati said that Indonesia supports the strengthening of economic cooperation through the Compact with Africa, which was initiated in the G20 meeting to encourage development in Africa. On the agenda of Indonesia in the G20, she said on Tuesday that the agenda aims to increase private investment, especially in infrastructure, through the improvement of framework. Minister Mulyani also explained that the program is created remembering Africa continent with 600 million people has the potential of natural resources, but it is still lagging behind in terms of development. Thus, as Indonesia that has historical ties with Africa since the implementation of Asian African Conference, Indonesia is ready to support the program by encouraging the involvement of private sectors and state-owned enterprises. Indonesia becomes one of the countries which is rich of natural resources and other potential in the world. Therefore, its natural richness makes other countries be jealous to Indonesia. Indonesian Defense Minister Riamizat Riachudu at the National Working Meeting of Indonesian Army Retirement in Jakarta on Wednesday said that the seizure of interest will influence the social life of Indonesian people. If we view from geographical and geostrategic aspects, Indonesia lies on its front position with the national instability related to potential possessed by Indonesia, and with national instability caused by several interests such as competition and seizure of interest both from inside and outside the country. It has been ensured to bring about impact on the nation's life in short and long-term period.
Memberikan dampak bagi hidup dan kehidupan bangsa dan negara Indonesia dalam jangka pendek maupun jangka panjang.
Minister Riamizat Riachudu also emphasized to maintain the integrity of the nation from all distractions faced by Indonesia. There needs the real application from Pancasila and the 1945 institution. The two Indonesian basic principles contain idealism and flexibility so that there will be openness to the development in accordance with the reality of life. Commemorating the World Water Day on March 22nd, People Coalition for Refusal of Jakarta Water Privatization reminded the government that there are still some areas in Jakarta which are difficult to get clean water. This coalition consists of various ones which are concerned with the clean water, such as People's Coalition for Fishery Justice, the People Coalition for Rights to Water, They expressed their opinions in front of the Supreme Court and the State Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday. Women's Solidarity is also participating in this event. Deputy Program Management of the People Coalition for Fishery Justice, Susan Herawati, said that women experience the biggest impact on water crisis. The People Coalition for Refusal of Jakarta Water Privatization reminded not only the government but also the people how important the clean water is through the public discussion and socialization in commemoration of World Water Day. Mayor of Jakarta Muhammad Ramdan Pomanto was awarded open government leadership of the Government of Singapore in Jakarta on Wednesday, March 22, 2017. This is an international award for governance and leadership program and for running smart city program. Mayor Ramdan explained that the award is the result of ideas about how to build a region starting from character development and to public participation. Thus, he gained the trust both in national and international scale. In accepting the award, Muhammad Ramdan Pomanto explained that this achievement will increase the spirit of Makassar City government to maximize world performance. As quoted by National Radio News Agency, Indonesia Open Gapped Leadership Forum presents some innovative regional heads and best local governance. The last item, the World Bank has corrected its view of Indonesian economic growth from 5.3% to 5.2% at the end of the year. The forecast exceeds the target set by the government at 5.1%. World Bank Country Director for Indonesia, Rodrigo Saves, views that low unemployment rate and current account deficit as well as the lowest inflation rate reflect Indonesia's economic resilience amid global economic crisis. Indonesia's economy has been strengthened by accommodative monetary policies, commodity prices and an increase in export volumes as well as an increase in income and household consumption. Saves also said that after strong growth in 2016, Indonesia's economic outlook for 2017 will be positive. Moreover, the World Bank says that the government policy on trade in service had been hampering productivity and competitiveness that led to lower economic growth. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
In collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present to you the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017 for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. Indonesia is the biggest archipelago in the world, with 17,000 islands and 215 million people of more than 200 ethnic groups. This piece of heaven is blessed with the most diverse sceneries, beginning from the fertile fields in Java and Bali, deep into the rainforests of Sumatra, Borneo, and Sulawesi, followed by the vast savanna in Nusa Tenggara Island, reaching up to the snowy peak of West Papua. Moreover, its cultures are rich with various ancient temples, music, and ritual in different places. Everyone will be welcome here warmly and friendly, in the typical way of the Indonesia. Are you dreaming to visit Indonesia? Make it real by joining Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. You can be the lucky one to enjoy the beauty of Indonesia for free. Answer the following question. 1. What is the tagline of Indonesian tourism? 2. What is your favorite segment in Voice of Indonesia? 3. Tell us briefly why you want to visit Indonesia. Send your answer, personal data, your passport number and passport expiry date to voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com before May 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia! Open your eyes, open your mind.
see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. People of the land, they dance and sing. Magnificent beauty of nature, among the colors of heaven. This is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
Hello listener, our commentary today entitled Online Transportation versus Conventional One. According to well-known French philosopher René Descartes, when human beings start thinking, this means that they exist. Because human thinks, it can be ensured that even thought there is minor change. The huge change of human life in the interaction is the invention of internet technology. Through the internet, some human needs are met more easily, especially for those who live in urban areas. However, the presence of internet and various applications also brings about an inevitable effect. Take for example, there is conflict between online transportation services and conventional ones. This has occurred in some cities across Indonesia, even in some other countries. In connection with the online application, Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi has applied the regulation of Transportation Minister on the implementation of the passenger transportation by public motor vehicles without trajectory. Minister Budi said that this regulation is aimed to create justice to all parties, especially public transport providers. The familiarization of the regulation keeps being carried out to avoid negative impact. He also remarked that this regulation is expected to provide legal certainty for the online transportation. A researcher of Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPI, Muhammad Jafar Ali, in his writing on the journal blog LIPI, explained that the problem of online transportation is that there is no legal certainty. In addition, the conventional transportation service providers are not prepared to face online application. As a result, the conventional drivers are jealous with the online drivers who get passengers more easily and enough money. These days, people have to think to the internet or online system. A lot of changes are ready to happen anytime. However, the innovation in the daily life is very important, including in the field of public transportation, which is needed by the community. But the fate of the conventional transportation service providers should not be overlooked. The government needs to be prudent and strict to address any emerging conflict between the online transportation and the conventional one. The public as a consumers should not be the victims. However, the proprietors of online and conventional transportation are not disadvantaged. Change is a must that cannot be avoided. All stakeholders have to be ready to cooperate more wisely and sincerely and to accept the online transportation for the sake of a better future. Listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, welcome back to Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. We begin with an event March 23, 1919, when fascism movement began. On March 23, 1919, fascism movement in Italy was established by Benito Mussolini. Fascism is an authoritarian politic movement which developed in Italy and several other European countries as a reaction against socio-political changes due to the World War I and the spreading socialism and communism. Italian Fascist Party developed rapidly,
so that in 1921, it had 300,000 members. In that same year, 35 members of this party successfully made it into the parliament. The fascist government had extreme nationalism, spread terror, created fear culture, militarism, hegemony, erasing certain ideology, as well as depended on the charisma of a leader. Listener, we continue with an event on March 23, 1950. The World Meteorological Organization was established. The World Meteorological Organization is an intergovernmental organization under the United Nations. The organization had members from 187 countries and territories. The World Meteorological Organization played an international role in monitoring and protecting the environment through its various programs, such as global weather and climate observation, as well as hydrology and water sources program. The World Meteorological Organization was established on March 23, 1950, and the establishment day is commemorated as the World Meteorological Day. Listener, we end today in history with an event on March 23, 1978. Adam Malik became the third Vice President of Indonesia. Right on March 23, 1978, Adam Malik was named as the third Vice President of Indonesia, replacing Hamengkubuwono IX. His career was begun as a journalist and nationalist movement figure. In 1963, Adam Malik for the first time joined the cabinet as Trade Minister and as Deputy Commander of the 1st Economic Operation High Command. In 1964, he was appointed as the head of Delegation for Trade and Development Commission in the United Nations. In 1966, his career soared by becoming the second Deputy Prime Minister as well as Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister in the revised or Dwi Korat II cabinet. The big career of Adam Malik was achieved when he was appointed as the third Vice President of Indonesia by People's Consultative Assembly on March 23, 1978. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Hello, listener. This is Arrival Service with Focus. The theme of today's focus is that Kadin cooperates with Germany to boost competency of Indonesian workers to face ASEAN Economic Community, AEC. Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry Kadin held an inaugural training of workplace of Karawan and Bekasi regencies that took place in Jakarta on last Friday. By delivering international certificates for basic level. The event was attended by various associations, related ministries and German embassy to Indonesia that supported this training. Chairman of Kadin, Roshant Roslani, in his welcome speech said that handing over the international certificates of the basic level is a form of Indonesian government's focus on the ASEAN Economic Community, AEC. He said that this inauguration is an answer to the challenges of the ASEAN economic community. Indonesia should work hard to improve the existing human resources so that the skills of Indonesian workers are able to compete with other countries, especially with neighboring countries. Rosan Roslani further said that the workplace training program for international basic level, ATIT basic level, is the realization of national apprenticeship program. We said Kadin Indonesia, in cooperation with German Chamber of Commerce, organized the international training level called Training of Trainers, TOT. This training is intended to teach how to teach about the job in each company so that teaching can be done effectively and efficiently. He views that currently
human resources with sufficient competency must be adaptive to the needs of the national industry that exists today in order to compete tightly with other countries. Roslani also added that labor is one of the successful keys for the industry in the future, so it requires thousands of professional trainers. In addition, Indonesia is fixing its economy due to the impact of the global economic slowdown that occurred some time ago. Meanwhile, the representative of the Embassy of Germany, Johannes Kemmer, underlines the commitment of the German government to establish partnership with Indonesia, particularly to join develop all the needs of vocational education. Johannes also said Germany views Indonesia as a strategic partner in Southeast Asia. Listener, that was Focus Today, read by Rahmana. Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. President Joko Widodo meet with the Indigenous Peoples Alliance of the Archipelago Aman at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday. At the meeting, he gave support for the passage of the Indigenous People Rights Bill as well as the establishment of the Indigenous People Task Force. Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati said that Indonesia supports the strengthening of economic cooperation through the Compact with Africa, which was initiated in the G20 meeting to encourage development in Africa. Indonesia becomes one of the countries which is rich of natural resources and other potential in the world. Therefore, its natural richness makes other countries be jealous to Indonesia. Indonesian Defense Minister Ramisa Rajudo at the National Working Meeting of the Indonesian Army Retirement in Jakarta on Wednesday said that seizure of interest will influence the social life of Indonesian people. Commemorating the World Water Day on March 22nd, People's Coalition for Refusal of Jakarta Water Privatization reminded the government that there are still some areas in Jakarta which are difficult to get clean water. Mayor of Jakarta Muhammad Ramdan Pomanto was awarded Open Government Leadership of the Government of Singapore in Jakarta on Wednesday. This is an international award for governance and leadership program and for running smart city program. The World Bank has corrected its view of Indonesia's economic growth from 5.3% to 5.2% at the end of the year. The forecast exceeded the target set by the government at 5.1%. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id. You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, welcome back to the regular Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will invite you to a culinary tour to South Kalimantan province. So stay tuned. Listener, the majority of indigenous people of Kalimantan are Dayak ethnic. But in South Kalimantan, in addition to the Dayak tribe, the Banjar tribe also inhabit the province. Traveling to South Kalimantan, do not forget to taste the typical culinary of Banjar people. The Banjarese itself has a variety of delicious local culinaries. There are soto banjar, sate banjar, and ketupat kandangan. For the snack itself, the Banjarese has bingka cakes and gogodo banyalap. In today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, we will invite you to know gogodo banyalam snack. Listener, in Banjar language, gogodo means bananas. Indeed, this culinary is made of banana. Gogodo banyalam means banana solution in the water. From its performance, the slices of banana mixed with thick texture of coconut milk. In addition to banana, gogodo banyalam consists of wheat flour, sugar, eggs, coconut milk, salt, vanilla, and pandan leaves. Making the gogodo banyalam is quite easy. The coconut milk mixed with salt, vanilla, and sugar, which are previously boiled. The pieces of banana that have been coated with flour dip in the simmering coconut milk on the middle temperature. After that, mix and stir well on stove until cooked. After it has already cooked, the stove was turned off and the banyalam gogodo is allowed to cook. Listener, to make this culinary look nice, it is often added small pieces of pandan leaves on the bananas. To enjoy banyalam gogodo, it is better in warm. It is savory and creamy. Mix eggs and flour, adding the texture of gogodo banyalam gravy. The culinary is very delicious to eat on the afternoon with a cup of tea. To enjoy it, you can come to the traditional stores in Banjarmasin. Listener, gogodo banyalam is actually the Kandangan City original snack, Hulu Sungai Selatan Region C. This unique Banjar culinary is now more difficult to be found. To preserve the variety of Banjar culinary, such as gogodo banyalam, the local government hold Cooking Gogodo Together event in a series of Banjarmasin Sasirangan Festival 2017. The event was held in the area of Jalan Pier Tentean, Viewing Tower, Banjarmasin, on Friday, March 17. In addition to gogodo banyalam, various other snacks made of bananas were appeared in the Gogodo Cooking Together cooking contest. The Lawang Village, for example, presented sate pisang keju coklat or banana chocolate cheese sate. There was also a menu with a mix of fried gogodo crispy with shredded cheese sticks. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic gogodo banyalam from Banjarmasin. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
In collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present to you the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017 for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. Indonesia is the biggest archipelago in the world, with 17,000 islands and 215 million people of more than 200 ethnic groups. This piece of heaven is blessed with the most diverse sceneries, beginning from the fertile fields in Java and Bali, deep into the rainforests of Sumatra, Borneo, and Sulawesi, followed by the vast savanna in Nusa Tenggara Island, reaching up to the snowy peak of West Papua. Moreover, its cultures are rich with various ancient temples, music, and ritual in different places. Everyone will be welcome here warmly and friendly, in the typical way of the Indonesian. Are you dreaming to visit Indonesia? Make it real by joining Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. You can be the lucky one to enjoy the beauty of Indonesia for free. Answer the following question. 1. What is the tagline of Indonesian tourism? 2. What is your favorite segment in Voice of Indonesia? 3. Tell us briefly why you want to visit Indonesia. Send your answer, personal data, your passport number, and passport expiry date to voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. Before May 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. Among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
Miscellany.
Miscellany on Indonesia. A segment featuring various actual information.
Hello listener, welcome back to our regular segment, Miscellany. In today's edition, we are going to inform you the National Music Day. Stay tuned. Listener, March 9 is commemorated as the National Music Day. The decision of March 9 as the National Music Day has been planned since 2003 on the era of President Megawati Sukarnoputri, based on the suggestions of the Song Composers and Music Arranger Association, PAPRI. The day has just been officially set as the National Music Day by the government through the Presidential Decree No. 10/2013 about National Music Day. This decree was signed by the 6th Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono. The determination of the National Music Day on March 9 is done as one of efforts to increase people's appreciations on the national music, increase confidence and motivations of the Indonesian musicians, as well as to increase national, regional, and international achievements. The day of March 9 was chosen as the National Music Day because the day was Wage Rudolf Supratman's birthday. Wage Rudolf Supratman was born on March 9, 1903. He was a song composer of Indonesian anthem Indonesia Raya. Wage Rudolf Supratman died in 1938. He never had a chance to witness his song composition was sung at the proclamation text reading on August 17, 1945.
commemoration of the National Music Day last year, the Youth and Sport Minister Imam Nahrawi initiated and released the National Music Bank. The Music Bank idea appeared amid many other issues in Indonesia music industry, such as piracy, lack of appreciation to the musicians, until many Western cultures affected Indonesian music originality. Music Bank is an effort and government's care through the Youth and Sport Ministry to facilitate and appreciate young generation creativities in music, as well as to give education to the people. The Youth and Sport Ministry also designed the Music Bank online, so it can be accessed by music lovers around the world. Well, listener, that was today's edition of Miscellany. I'm Nuka Kusmawati. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next segment of Miscellany.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back in our regular segment of Music Corner, which introduces you to Indonesian music, both traditional and modern ones. In 1947, 2 years after the proclamation of Indonesian independence, a baby boy with thick hair was born in Morotai, Halmahera. He was Malki Guslau. With his experience of singing in his family, Malki went on to become a successful pop singer in Indonesia. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Pergi Untuk Kembali by Malki Guslau. Happy listening.
Pada malam itu bermandikan cahaya bintang, bulan pun bersinar, betapa indahnya, namun menambah kepedihan.
Listener Melky Kuslow has achieved what he dreamed. He also earned numerous awards during his career. Melky achieved an award in 1995 as the best pop singer. In addition to a solo career, Melky also had a duet with popular female singer Diana Nasution. The duet album gained much welcome on the market. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Malam Yang Dingin by Melky Kuslow. Happy listening.
Teringat aku akan dirimu sayang, hanya engkaulah kasihku seorang.
Mungkinkah akan kembali sama,
walaupun itu hanya sedetik.
Entah di mana kini
Listener, because of many shows in various cities in the country and busy in his recording company, Melky fell ill. In 2005, Melky Goeslaw passed away. One of his children, Melly Goeslaw, followed the footsteps of Melky as an Indonesian pop singer and a song composer. Well, listener, to conclude our segment of Music Corner for today, let's listen to the last song entitled Balada Pelaut by Melky Goeslaw. Happy listening, and sampai jumpa!
Sampai ke ujung dunia. Bye. hanya doi baroya habis percuma. Dorang bilang pelaut obra cinta, dompet sok kosong baru ingat rumah. Semua kita punya ngan naso minta.
Kita paling ngan naso lain, kita paling ngan naso kawin.
Jika kalah bayar pun Dios cari lain. Jika kalah bayar pun Dios cari lain.
Bagai tak akan pernah layu selamanya. Harum kemuning membangkitkan gairah cinta asmara bagi diriku. Bila ku ingat kepadamu, hatiku akan selalu jatuh hati. Warnamu abadi, ciptaan ilahi dari dulu kala selalu menyepi. Di bukit itu kemuning mekar dan layu bergantian sepanjang masa. Harum abadi dan kekal bagai cintaku kepadamu, oh sayangku. Bangkitkan gairah cinta asmara bagi diriku. Bila ku ingat kepadamu, hatiku akan selalu jatuh hati. Warnamu abadi, ciptaan ilahi dari dulu kala selalu menyepi. Di bukit itu kemuning mekar dan layu bergantian sepanjang masa. Harum abadi dan kekal bagai cintaku kepadamu, oh sayangku.
dan penuh pesona. Binar bola matamu dan senyum yang menawan menggetarkan jiwa. Oh darah, kau pikat hati yang tak mengerti apa arti senyum di sela-sela tari.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.